I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. How often do we stop and notice, really notice, the symbols and structures that surround us and shape our understanding of the world? How stratocumulus clouds form and what they mean in our lives? How a canopy of bamboo trees finds its place in our ecosystem? How coral reefs protect our coastlines? The list is endless, and perhaps because it's endless, it seems so easy for us to lose sight of what sits right before us every day of our lives. Aristotle wrote, "The ultimate value of life depends upon awareness and the power of contemplation." Mike Fink reminds us to pay very close attention to the symbols, the things that surround us, appreciate them, and learn from them.
I was asked to teach a semester Bible course at Rhode Island School of Design. To appeal to architecture majors, I took students on a campus hike to show how various religions explain scripture through structure. The plain wooden columns, really just trees holding up the roof, interpret moral meanings in Roger Williams' baptism from the democracy of the forest woods. We visit the Unitarian Church with its clear glass windows overlooking the Arbor Grove, a literal form of the transcendental movement. Emerson declared, "The sky is the daily bread of the soul." We go upstairs at the Brown RISD Hillel to study Torah, the portable Bible with no pictures. The Episcopal beauty of St. Stephen's on the Brown campus explains texts with sculpture and paintings. For each studio, I try to find things, a fountain, a street sign, writings on the wall, to show the truths within the parables of both the Old and New Testaments. For film majors, I show green pastures to show how little kids picture the Bible. I had a Korean illustrator who claimed the Judeo-Christian influence in his homeland is honored, but not exclusively. He said something I found startling and wonderful. The Bible is a children's book. For landscape designers, I screen Mohammed's Birds, a prize-winning documentary by my spiritual and pet-loving student from Abu Dhabi. The John Carter Brown Library, on the university campus but a separate museum, devoted to research about our hemisphere, displays for my students their collection of antique Bibles, brought to our shores, some with pictures like a comic book for the illiterate or for the First Nations, others adapted to the new settlers and their needs. So what do I believe? You can read the story of your own life among the proverbial symbols, especially in Genesis. What is Eden? For me, it is Roger Williams Park, where I lived my first 3 years, before we moved elsewhere. Eden is my and everyone's primary memory. Our sanctuary featured an aviary, zoo, statuary of dogs, horses, and heroes, ponds with swans and ducks, boats, and a carousel. Even dodgem cars like harmless highways going nowhere, a wee circle to play in. Just 4 short seasons later and elsewhere, I bit into the apple tree of knowledge. Kindergarten and then forbidden topics of learning. Evolutionary science, geography, and history with its horrors. The politics of World War II. There was an actual apple orchard beyond the yard we moved to. That paradise, that Eden, that we leave behind us forever.
Mike Fink is a professor at Rhode Island School of Design. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.